it isn't really there. But the dim red glow flashed again, and this time when he blinked, it didn't go away. "Damned helmets," he raged. "Can't see anything unless it's in front of your fucking face." He tried to tilt his whole upper body back a little, urgently aware that it wouldn't take much to slip off this ledge and go toppling down into the bottomless caldera. And there it was. The red glow of the beacon's light swayed far above him, like the unwinking eye of an all-seeing savior. He leaned against the rock face again. His legs felt weak, rubbery. "Shit, man. You were really scared." He could make out the dangling form of the harness now, with the telescoped pole of the beacon attached to it by duct tape. Where the hell did Mitsuo get duct tape, he wondered. He must have been carrying it with him all along. The universal cure-all. We could do a commercial for the stuff when we get back to Earth. Save your life on Mars with frigging duct tape. It seemed to take an hour for the tiny red light to get close enough to grab. With hands